Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What you want, baby, I got it.
That's Aretha bringing us back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Joe Collins. He's a veteran of the Navy, a veteran of Iraqi freedom, the Operation Iraqi Freedom, in his service to our country. He has run for Congress. This man is willing to get engaged. He's traveling the country, talking to inner-city youth about how to redirect their lives in a productive way. And we're so proud of you, Joe, for doing that. I really mean that. I'm just can't tell you how proud I am of how you're contributing, and your leadership is just awesome. He's also a licensed financial planner. And Joe, one of the things that you and I both know is we could all use a little help with our financial literacy. And I've got my hand up, and I've been around a long time. Always trying to learn new things. Where do we start? When you talk to people about financial literacy, where do you start with them?
Well, one of the biggest things that we talk about in the inner city, or that you hear a lot of people talk about in the inner city, which is the urban parts of America, is building, generational wealth. And I think one of the biggest places that people need to look to start is a basic life insurance policy. You know, that's fundamental to building generational wealth, because that's an opportunity for an elder to pass down, different financial tools through generation to generation. And that's something that I think that we've seemed to lost in the black community. So I would start with that.
Why is life insurance something that's a harder sell in the black community than it is in other communities?
Well, you know, we
can
we
I can I let me miss. Let me say this. I sold insurance in way, way, way back when as I transitioned from retail to the rest of my life, I spent a stint selling life insurance. And I have to say that I remember it being a harder sell in those days to the black people that I approached. What do you think?
Yeah, it is, because that's one of the biggest lessons that we in the inner cities fail to miss. You know, we will put emphasis on, buying quality foods or making sure you stay at your job. But when it comes to taking care of your financial assets, a life insurance policy is one of the basics, and we miss it all the time. I think we take for granted the fact that, nobody, unfortunately, is going to be able to live on this earth forever. And this is a concept that we need to reinstill into our community.
Right, and there's no question about it. And what can you do? How can you? I mean, for one thing, it seems to me that one way to approach it is the way that a lot of agents do, and that is to not talk about it as death benefits, but talk about it as your financial instrument for yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is. But no one looks at it this way. Because you don't get an immediate return on your investment.
Right.
This is the type of investment that takes years and years, depending on who it's for. Yeah. And so we have to make people understand a long-term aspect of being able to set up your financial portfolio. And it starts with the basic life insurance policy. And then you can roll over into different policies after that, like the retirement policy and annuities and different stocks and bonds that you can invest in to increase your rate of return on the money that you do invest.
Mm-hmm. What else? What about home ownership?
Home ownership is absolutely important. Here's the biggest deal with the home ownership, especially when you live in California. The cost of living is entirely too high. So whereas, 10, 15 years ago, people were able to buy a home in the inner cities, a city of their choice, and they were able to pay a little over pennies over the dollar, then it was more feasible to be able to buy property. But I think nowadays, if you want to live in a choice city, you're going to pay a pretty penny just because the cost of living is going up. Nobody wants to move to Vermont or Idaho or places like that in order to live. So, this is a burden that we're stuck with.
And plus, if you're in back to your to the world that you spend a lot of time in with in the inner cities, the black community, home ownership in inner city is not really a significant option, is it?
Yeah, it's not. And you know what? It's something that no one ever preaches about either. You know, they preach about get your own place, get your own job, but they never tell you what type of place to get. Do I want to be a renter versus buyer? What type of job do I get? Do I want a regular job or do I want a career where I can actually retire? So, you know, to your point, the homeownership is not something that's readily talked about in the urban community.
So what else? What are some other things? If you have trouble talking to people about insurance and homeownership, how do you get them to talk about stocks?
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to start with what's important to the people. You know, if people want to build generational wealth, we'll start with, okay, let's look at your portfolio. What are the basics that you need for a portfolio? That will be your life insurance policy. And once they're comfortable with a life insurance policy, let's look into some type of retirement policy, which will be like an IUL or an annuity, something that you can constantly put money in. You're insured that you're going to have positive growth and a positive rate on your return in your investment.
Right.
And then that's when you start talking about homeownership, and that's when you start bringing in different stocks and bonds. And you know, you explain to the person the rate of return or the risk with gambling, you know, in stocks, and that's how we start. Right. But when you talk about to somebody from the inner city, you know, it's not really easy to sway that mind.
You're not dealing with an individual as much as you're dealing with generations, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I admire you again. I'll say this again. I admire your effort and your leadership. Joe Collins, ladies and gentlemen, a really great American. He's just continues to demonstrate his leadership. And he and I will be right back. I want to talk about his future political aspirations.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.